Says the Gemara shifts at the bottom of Hey Amar Aleph from a Machlokas Amoram to Machlokas Hatanaim on the same issue. The issue is still the same. The issue is, what's the makor for the Isser of owning chametz on Erev Pesach? The Braisa, as we saw yesterday, drops two of the shitas that the Gemara mentioned earlier and then picks up a new one. There's no reference to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rabbeinu David points out, and that's perhaps why you don't use the language kitanoi to introduce this Braisa, because it's not an exact correspondence of Amaram to Tanam. Tosas pointed out to Masel Divrei that we also, Tandav Rishmal does not appear, but the Rishmal does appear at different Shita. That's Tosas thought it was curious. And the Braisa adds a Shita. The Braisa adds a Shita, and there's a Shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that the issue is Malacha. Not like Rabbi Yishmael and Rava, that has to do with Lasisha Chametz Dam Zivchi, that indicates how to properly interpret the Easter Chametz that includes Erev Pesach. Not like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who apparently aligned with Abaye, as Rabbi David put it, understands that it's the Stiras HaPsukim between Ach B'Yomish and Tashbisu versus Shibish Yavim Sardi Yimatzai. But rather, it's Rabbi Kiva says Malacha. How could you have Tashbisu if Malacha is Asr and Yom Tov? So obviously Tashbisu is not a reference to Rishon, meaning the first day of Yom Tov. Tashbisu is a reference to Erev Yom Tov. So we said, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. None of the Amoraim even mention Rabbi Kiva, nor do the Rishon quote Rabbi Kiva l'halacha, which is surprising me that normally halacha Rabbi Kiva mechavero. The rule is Rabbi Kiva, we don't pass Rabbi Kiva against multiple other Tanam, against Chacham, against a single other Tanam. Here there are two other Tanam, but they don't agree with each other either. So Mirtzim will come to Hema days. The Gemara is going to begin to deconstruct Rava, actually. Maybe very apropos. Rava, who chose to paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva, is going to explain, he's going to deconstruct. Well, Rabbi Kiva is making a number of assumptions, specifically on Malachas Yom Tov. But for now, that Mirchem we'll get to in Hamad Beis. But for now, this position of Rabbi Kiva, again, that what? That there's a, that you cannot say Achim Rishon Tashbis was referenced to Yom Tov because they would fly in the face of Yisra Malacha. So this equips us to look back at an important Tosis. So let's look at that Tosis together. On Dalet Amud Beis, the Tosas. The Tosas already started seeing Daf Beis. We saw Daf Dalet again. We said, "Oh, we'll get to it." So now let's get to it a bit more. The Gemara said at the end of the Shaka of the Tario, Bachas Gasa Baduk. The Gemara said we have this scenario where on Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Nachman Yitzchak had quoted a brisa called Naman Avir Chametz Afil Nashim Afil Avad Avil Ketana. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's a scenario where they say that they do the B'dikas Chametz, and at least some of those individuals, if not all of them, would not normally have Ne'emanas. That we already dealt with then. Whether the din of Eidach Hanem Bisur applies to women or not is a machlok Shonim here. Pashtus it does. By Tosas points out we women have Ne'emanas with respect to Kashas. Pashtus they are included in Eidach Hanem Bisur. We show them discuss. Perhaps the Gemara's point was the Nashim point was Ketanim. How we believe the Ketanim do not have Ne'emanas, even in Easter of Heter on a Daraisa level. That's why you're not allowed to send Ketanim or Ketanos to do this. Comes up this season of the year, and there's a lot that has to be done, and part of what has to be done is often Tevilas Kalim. So sometimes that's a convenient thing, send the 11-year-old on his or her bike and go to the Kalim Mikvah and go do Tevilas Kalim. So it's not true that Ketanim aren't kosher to do Tevilas Kalim. It's that the Ketanim don't have Nemanos in Tefillas Kelim. The kid comes back and says, I did Tefillas Kelim, Al Pidin, he or she, before Bar Bas Mitzvah, does not have Nemanos. So they can, you can go along together, to have Gedolim Ketanim together doing Tefillas Kelim. No, it's not that the Maisa Katan doesn't count. Tefillas Kelim probably doesn't need a Maisa at all. If it falls into the Nictor proper, it's also Talon Atun. But Ketanim don't have Nemanos on a Doraisa. So that's what the Gemara explains. No. Right before the two dots in the middle of Dalamud Beis, we had seen this Gemara a number of times over the course of the year. B'dikas Chametz Midrabanan. So that's why Hemnu Rabban Midrabanan. B'dikas Chametz only Drabanan. So here Chazal said the Ketanim are Ne'amanim to say we did B'dikas Chametz. Why is it Drabanan? Demida Raisa B'Bitl Ba'al Masagile. Because Min HaTorah, Bitl alone works. So Rashi had said, and we had seen bringing the Rambam says as well, Bitl B'Alma D'Chsiv Tashbisu. The Loksiv Tivaru, the Torah could have said, Ach B'yom Rishon Tivaru, destroy, burn the Chametz. We didn't say that. We said Tashbisa. What's Tashbisa? So Rashi says, oh, Hashbasa Delevi, Hashbasa. Hashbasa could even be in the heart. So you could, Lehashbis literally it means to cause the Chametz to cease, to cause the Chametz to be shoves. Get the chametz to take a rest. What does that mean? You can get the chametz to take a rest by physically destroying it, or it could be belayed. So that's bitul. That's we saw the Rambam had expanded on more. That when you say it's ka'afra, and Tosa said midrash bitul amasagel. Let's take a look inside. Dalam and beis pirish perkuntras mitachsiv tashbish lo ksiv tevaru. The Torah chose not to use biur, which midrabanan we use to the lishna drabanan to refer to biur chametz, and to lishna doraisa in other contexts, but not here. Uviarta, as a matter of fact, we sometimes even use uviarta. Last week's edra, lo sevaru ish, that's literal. We often even use the word uviarta in a metaphorical sense. Uviarta rami kevecha, right? Doesn't necessarily mean to incinerate. It means to eliminate. So we're willing to use biur even in a metaphorical sense. And still we don't use it. So why do we say ach biur rishon tevaru? Why is it tashbisu? That's what Rashi says. No, dafka to make the point that it doesn't need. We don't need destruction. Instead, you have to make it stop. That's literally what tashbisu means. Make the chametz stop. What do you mean? Make the chametz stop. So that could be physical. Again, the way we had developed the Rambam at the beginning of the year, sometimes Tashbisu is physical destruction, but at the very least, the Chametz that doesn't lend itself so easily to physical destruction is not accessible. So then, Bittul isn't included. Tashbisu also includes Bittul. Hashbasa Belevi, or as Rashi, our Gerson Rashi said, Hashbasa Delevi, Hashbasa. Hashbasa of the heart, Hashbasa of the mind, counts as Ashbas. The Kasha L'Riv, the Riv said, how could that be? That's what Bittul means. Bittul means you make it Ka'afra, and you are thereby Mekayin, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Tosa says, I understand. The Kasha L'Riv, Rashi's great-grandson, says, Hay Ashbas Ahavarehi, V'lo Bittul, it cannot be. Tashbisu is davka physical destruction. How do I know? Two riots. Both from our sugya. Number one, the sanya b'shmait in Rekiva Omer, that Reish Ayin Aleph is not Rekiva Eger, for those who get so excited from Achreinim, that Reish Ayin Aleph is not Rekiva Eger, it's Rekiva Omer. You should get very excited about Achronim. You should get even more excited about Tanan. Okay. So Rekiva Omer, Ein tzarech, Hareil Omer. What we just learned, the Baal Hayim and Alf. Hareil Omer Tashbisu, Umatzil Avar Shav Melacha. What was his? What was Rekiva's whole raya? The gist of his whole raya that Tashbisu is taking place on Erev Pesach, not Pesach, is because it's the Melacha. What Melacha? If you could mekayim Tashbisu b'leiv, Bittul is not a Melacha. Burning is the Melacha. But Bittul, where's the Melacha in Bittul? Where is the Malachim? So that's Tosis's first raya. And it must be that that Tashbisu is not Bittul. One second. It's a little tricky here. Tosis is not denying that Bittul exists. Tosis is not denying that Bittul works. The Gemara said, Befeir is Bittul Amasagi. Right? The Tosis is not denying, and Tosis is not denying that Bittul does not involve Malacha. Everyone agrees, Bittul is either in your mind or with your mouth. Some combination of the two. So clearly, Bittul works. The Bittul Amasagi, it's Gemara Daf Dalam Beis. Bittul is either Belev or Bepeh. It's not a malacha, so that's what Tos is going to get to is yeah, but Bittul works, but that's not how you mekayim tashbisu. It's not the mitzvah sasseh. And what Tos is other raya? The tashbisu are mean lekamli achilek shemishay shos ulamaylo from Abaye and Rabbi Yossi achilek. The thrust was what? The thrust was that the Ach tells me, again, whether it's Rashi's first pshat is just a Svara, the Rebbe David developed, Mestama is divine the day now, or the Rashi's second approach with Achas Betah, or the Meir's approach has to do with thinking about the four natural points, you know, to divide the day. Whatever it is, Lamasa, Ach Chilek tells me that Tashbisu only begins at Chatzos Hayom. So he says, I don't understand. The Acher Yisur Lomahani Bittul, Gewalt. Tosas the second kasha is like this. You're telling me that Tashbisu begins at Chatzos, but at Chatzos, you're also telling me that at Chatzos is when Chametz becomes Aser. Right? Well, they sort of go hand in hand. But Tosas says, but turn to which Gemara are they referencing? They're referencing that coin, Vavam Beis. We saw this Gemara already earlier in the year. The Gemara had asked in Habodok Tzarek Shivata. Remember, we had seen these two Gemaras together, Dalam Beis and Vavam Beis, at the beginning of the year. Tosas, top Tosas, had quoted them. So the Gemara Vavam Beis had said, Habodok Tzarek Shivata. Why? Because Shem Hayim Tzagluski Yav. Now, you're going to find the Gluski Yav, but you better make sure that you've already been Mevata. Why? The Gemara said near the bottom of Vavam Beis, the sixth to last narrow line, Vavam Beis, at the bullet mark of Rebbe Kivager. Why do we have to mandate every Jew has to do Bittul before Pesach? Well, because maybe you'll find Gluz Kiyafa. How many people find Chametz over Pesach? How many people find Chametz over Pesach?
Not that often.
Hey, hopefully it's not that often. So why do we have to mandate every single Jew has to do Bittul? Let's just do it per need. If you find Chametz on Pesach, so do a Bittul. Wouldn't that be much more efficient? How many people are going to find Chametz on Pesach? 5%? 2%? To say, if you find Chametz, do Bittul. Why do we have to mandate? We create unnecessary legislation. We're making a din rabbanan, shalom l'tzorech. You could have said, maybe the fellow will forget. Okay, in the moment, you get, you're going to be shocked. You find Chametz. Better to get someone before Pesach, Masudr, together with the Bedika, the Bittul, the Biur. But the Gemara gives a more essential answer. It's not just a logistical, technically the fellow may not remember. The Gemara says, there's nothing to talk about. If you find the Chametz Erev Pesach morning, Gesundheit, do Bittul then. But we have to be concerned about the possibility he finds the Chametz L'Acher Zman Yisur. He'll find the Chametz Erev Pesach afternoon or on Pesach itself. And this is where Belezer said, L'matzi Mevatel. At that point, you cannot be, L'matzi Mevatel. You cannot be Mevatel Chametz once it's Aser. Why? Because it's no longer in your Rishus. Damar Belezer, Shnei Dvarim, Einam Bershus Shal Adam, Asar Nakasuv Ki Ilo Hein Bershusam. Yoram Dabam, Dabam, and Beis. There are two items which aren't really yours, but the Torah treats them for certain purposes, though they're yours, which are Barbashus Harabim, Chametz Mishay Shaos Lamayla. And Barbashus Harabim, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, there's an idea of Nizke Mamon, that if part of ownership is a lot of rights and some responsibilities. One of the responsibilities of ownership is I'm liable for damage done by my property. My dog bites the mailman, classic, and probably very painful for the mailman, that my dog bites the mailman, I'm on the hook to pay to pay for the damage. My cat goes ahead and eats, nibbles my Peter Rabbit, goes into Farmer McGregor's backyard and eats the cabbages and the carrots. If I own Peter Rabbit, I'm a chiv to pay. Why? Because I own if I own the rabbit, I have to pay for the damage it does. Nizke mamon, memono shehizik. But the Torah talks about barbershus or oven. Mela, my animal. I didn't watch my animal. It did hezik. Okay, I have to pay for my animal. I lit a fire and it spread. I have to pay for my fire. But I dug a bar, it was just a robin. I dug the bar, but it's not my bar. It's not mine. I dug a hole in the street. I don't own the street. The street is public property. Bar, it was just a robin. How am I chayv as mamon shehizik? It's not mine. I created the problem, but I don't own the item. I don't own the asset. The asset is public property. So the Gemara says, Tana Rav Elazar says, that's an example of Eino Bershus, it's not really mine, but the Torah considers it as though it's mine, only for the purpose of liability. I don't get to sell. If I dig a hole in Shul's Ram, I don't get to sell it to anyone. I can't sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I can't sell things that are not mine. I don't have the right to use it. I can't keep people out of it. It's not mine in terms of exclusivity and trespassing. It's mine with respect to liability. It's more with respect to considered to be Mamoni Shez. So, and then the Gemara says the other example is chametz, which is us. Chametz achas mine. Isuri is really not mine, or it's not birshusi. Isuri hana. The Mishnayos tell us in the second parak of Kiddushin, and it comes up also of those who are learning parak Kol Shav, the second parak of Pesachim. Isuri hana. If you go over to a young woman, you're makadosh with isuri hana. You took a piece of, you took a nice steak. You braised it in butter, and then you present the young woman with haret mekudesh asli bebasta b'chalav zeh. So that's troubling on a lot of levels. Not exactly building your marriage relationship on the foundation of a kedushin of tahara. Aside from all that, you're also not married, because the Mishnah says the second parak kedushin you cannot be mekash to the suri hana. Mam bas b'chalav d'rais is aser b'achila aser b'hana. The suri hana can't be mekash to girl. It doesn't work. Not just it's aser to do. It's invalid. Eino mekudeshes. Why? The different approach we've shown him. If you say it's not shava pruta, it's not worth it. It has no alpidin has no market value. Even though there's a non-Jewish market for bas b'chalav clearly, alpidin has no market value. Or you say more, it's eino b'shuso. Or you say even more, now that eino b'shuso, it's eino shalo. Maybe there's no such thing as ownership on the suri hana. So that's what's going on here. They say the chametz achashay shows. I can't be mevatlet, and I no longer have the right. It's really not mine. The Torah considers it as though it's mine with respect to violating the isra of owning chametz on Pesach by Rabbi Matze. But really, it's not mine anyways. Just like shor haniskal, just like bas v'chal, just like any other isra hana. Chametz achashay shows is aser b'hana. The Torah considers it mine with respect to violating the Iser of Rabbi Matze, but that's it. I can't be Mekadosh to go over there. Not a very good idea, and more importantly, not valid. And the Gemara says, it's not mine, it's not Bershusi, and therefore I cannot be. If I do Bittel, it's pointless, useless. That's the Gemara involved in this. There's no such thing as Bittel. That there's no validity to saying bittel on chametz la'achar sheishos. Frek Tosfos. One second. We think that's for a moment. It says, "The time the Rabbanan Chazal said to do the bittel earlier." Okay, fine. But min haTorah, when's the bittel supposed to happen? According to Rashi, Tashbisu means bittel. Is it 1 second? I understand. Min haTorah is supposed to do bittel after chatzos. Okay. But you just told me that vav that it doesn't even work after chatzos. You want to tell me burn the chametz after chatzos? That works. That's a physical reality. You put the chametz in the fire, it's destroyed. Boom. You want to tell me min haTorah you should be burning the chametz after chatzos? That I understand. But Tosfos says, how could you tell me you should really be doing if tashbisu means bittel? I should be doing bittel after chatzos. But bittel after chatzos is meaningless. It doesn't. You can say the words, but it has no impact. It's not chal. That Tosfos two kashas on Rashi. Number one, has Rabbi Akiva say, ah, you can't do Tashbisu on Yom Tif, it's a malacha, where's the malacha in Bittul? Number one. Number two, how do you tell me, oh, Tashbisu is Bittul, at least when HaTori should be doing it after Chatzos? You can't do Bittul after Chatzos. It wouldn't even help. So Tosfos says, I see from here that against Rashi, Tashbisu does not mean Bittul. Yes, Bittul works. The Gemara in Daf Dal says Bittul works, but Tosfos says Rashi and the Rambam were way too ambitious. They thought that Bittul works means you mamish mekayim Tashbisu. Tashbisu means Bittul. Tosfos says, nah, Tashbisu, no such thing. It's saying it's a double machlokas. Number one, Rashi thought that Tashbisu, that Bittul means saying it's ka'afra. And number two, Rashi thought that you thereby makai the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Re, Rashi's great-grandson, and Tosfos, argues on both points. Number one, I define Bittul differently. It doesn't mean saying it's ka'afra. Instead, it means saying that it's hefker. And number two, you're not makai the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Tosfos thinks Tashbisu means physical destruction only. If you make it hefker, so that, he says that that's not unique to chametz. That's a general pan halachic b'chol tarakula. That's a concept of hefker. It just avoids the law. Let's take a look. Omer, read the midaraisa bittul amasai. Menatayra bittul is enough when the Gemara says that mitam demachshe bittul havi hefker. It's a form of it's just a fancy way of saying hefker. V'yatzamir shusos, it's out of your possession. It's no longer yours. Like selling it to an achri. Mutter. It's not mitzvah, just mutter. It's a way of avoiding violation of the aveira of bal yirah bal hamatzeh. Midikamrina, and the Gemara is going to say in Dav Hei Mebeis Vav Amin Aleph, and the upcoming sugya, aval ataror shel chayim shel gavoa. You're not allowed to have your chametz in your house, but at least in Torah you can have other people's chametz, as in non-Jews who are not bound by the isur chametz. Or shall gavoa hektish chametz belongs to hektish. Hektish is not a Jew. So you're not allowed to have Jewish chametz in your house. But if it's chametz that doesn't belong to a Jew, whether it belongs to a non-Jewish person or belongs to the corporation called hektish, or Tosfos says a third option, it belongs to nobody. He made it hefker. So it's ownerless. Okay. However you slice it, as long as it no longer belongs to you, nor to any other Jew, you're good. So again, Tosfos says it's not saying it's kafra, and there's no kiyum hamitzvah. It's merely avoidance. It's sidestepping the aveira by Rabbi Matzah. It's avoiding the law. It's not a kiyum hamitzvah. So, and then Tosfos asks one question on himself, and then let's circle back to how he answers his kashas on Rashi. His kasha on himself, which I mentioned earlier in the year, Ben Adav has a lot to say about. Tosfos says, well, there's going to be, I've solved one set of problems by saying this is not ka'afra and it's not a mitzvah say, but there are rules for hefker. The Gemara Nedarim says hefker requires the presence of three people. We never heard that you have to have three people present when you say bittul. Say kol chamir v'chamir. You have to have, let's say you're by yourself, even without COVID. So let's say you're by yourself. You're doing tikkun chamir yourself. No, so that you have to invite three other adults, or perhaps even three other men. You have to have three other adults come watch your bittul. So what does Tosfos say? It's a big kasha. So clearly it's not hefker. Says Tosfos, well, we drop on it and meet the rice and stuff. Tosfos says, well, maybe the need for shlosha for hefker, that's a dindra abanan. Chazal never imposed a dindra abanan when they talk about chametz. Maybe. Okay. The other Rishonim don't let Tosfos get away so easily with that. You're making a lot of assumptions. Okay. But that's the approach of Tosfos. But let's circle back now. We've thought about this plenty in the past. What I want to circle back now to is let's think about how Tosfos had kashas on Rashi. For their approach, it's because how are we going to think that through? Right. Well, again, what are the two kashas on Rashi? Number one, where's the malacha involved? If you tell me it's only destruction, okay, so destroying chametz involves a malacha. But if you say it's a bittul b'lev, a bittul b'peh, where's the malacha? And number two, what's happening after chatzos? Yeah, what would you say? Does it have to be? Ah, okay. So. Let's swing around a little bit. Maybe this will work better. So Shimon is asking the following kasha. Shimon is saying that Tosis's opening question, Tosis, the first of the two questions on Rashi, was based on Rebbe Akiva. So, okay, maybe it's only a raya according to Rebbe Akiva. Myth, true. The second raya also, the second kasha also, was based on Achilik, which is only Rabbi Yossi and Abaye. You're right. I guess in theory you could have said maybe that's what the Amoraim and Tamar are arguing about. It doesn't sound, though, like they're arguing over how to define the word Vittel. It sounds like everyone agrees that the Rishonim are looking back at language and saying, hey, what do they mean when they use the word Vittel? Do they mean say it's Ka'afra, or do they mean Hefker? But it's hard to imagine that in real time, the Tanam and Amram who used the word Bittel were arguing over what they meant by Bittel, but never gave that indication. It's unlikely. Possible, but unlikely. So I think you're right. Tosis is saying, look, Rashi and Tosis do agree that the Tanam and Amram knew what they meant by Bittel. Rashi and Tosis dispute over which idea the Tanam and Amram have in mind. They're thinking X, or they're thinking Y. We're thinking Ka'afra, or thinking Hefka. But all of Rishon agree that the Tanam and Amram knew what they meant. We are trying to reconstruct what they meant. So that's why, if you bring it out for Rekiva, how Rekiva used it, presumably that's how Rabbi Shmuel used it too. Bring it out for Rabbi Yossi, it's presumably how Rekiva used it also. Yeah.
For the second question of Tosfos against Rashi, so the issue was that Hashbasa would have to work after the sixth hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why? How do we know that that's the case? Why does it have to work after
the sixth hour? Okay. Yeah, how do you know? We're jumping the gun a little here, but that's good. Let's come back to your question in a moment, just so we can go in order.
Okay.
Because Shu is asking Akasha on Tosis' second question, which will come to him. Let's just go al ha-seder. In terms of Tosis' first Kasha against Rashi, the first Kasha Rashi was what? Well, why is Rebbe Akiva again worked up about the Malacha Shabbat? Just do Bittel. So the truth is that Kasha, the first Kasha of Tosis, is similar to what we dealt with when we learned the Rambam on the definition of Bittel some time ago. And as everyone probably agrees, Rashi and Rama presumably are going to have to agree, and this will answer Tosis' first kasha, that you can't always use Bittel. Bittel doesn't always work. Bittel presumably, and we've seen different Gersos, so the Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach, Bittel presumably is limited to some types of chametz lend themselves to Bittel. Other types of chametz are impervious to Bittel and require actual physical havara, biur of some sort. And then the machtanam debate. When you're doing physical destruction, is that the dafka by burning, like nosar, or hashpasasa b'chaldam? But again, we had worked earlier in the year on ways of defining which type of chametz lends itself to Bittel. Is it chametz which is physically inaccessible, chametz which is hard to get to? But only certain types of chametz, where chametz where physical beer is either impossible or at least tough, then it's meaningful to say that it's ka'afra that actually means something. If the chametz is right in front of my nose, the chametz is on the table, and I say it's ka'afra, that's meaningless. Right? So what emerges, even according to Rashi and the Rambam, that hashbasta, that bittel means saying ka'afra, and it's a way of actually becoming the mitzvah. Some chametz lends itself to, but plenty of chametz requires physical destruction. The chametz that you know you have, the chametz that's in the kitchen, the chametz that's in the cabinet, it's in the pantry, that, even according to Rashi Rambam, tashvisu is only with physical destruction. So that's the answer to Tosfos' first kasha. Tosfos' first kasha is basically touching on, is drive pushing on the assumption that Rashi Rambam mean it's always bittul. The answer probably is no, it's not always bittul. Some chametz lends up to bittul, but plenty of chametz is going to require physical hashpas, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. For the chametz that you know you have, the chametz is easily accessible, the chametz is in the, it's on the shelf, it's in the pantry, so the tashbisu is going to mean physical destruction. And how is that drive with matzino lahavar she'av malacha, the isar malacha, must be tzidal. Yeah, now let's come to the second kash, the one that Shu had been talking about. Yeah, good question? Stretch. Stretch is a good idea. If you want to stand, feel free to stand. Yeah. According to Tosfos, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Why is Tosfos? So Rashi's opening thrust is the word Tashbisu indicates something more than merely beer. Again, not that it doesn't mean beer at all, but more than just beer. Sometimes beer and sometimes kafra. You know how Tosfos answer that? How Tosfos explain that? I'm not sure. So you say, if you say the chachadim, hashpasas the b'chol davar, so maybe that's why we're avoiding beer would sound more like fire? I'm not sure. Yeah, what do you say, Bjorn?
Probably is some significance
to the fact that it says Tashbisu, it's Tashbisu, it's not Tavarzu. Which is?
Saying that it's not something more
besides. If you say according to Rashi, both Bittel and Beer fall under the broad rubric of Hashbasa. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
And how, what was Tosa say? I'm not sure. And that's a strong... That's part why you would push to say that Rashi and Rambam. But you have to deal with Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. So the first kasha on Rashi, we dealt with. Because he says, what do you mean, why is it Rabbi Akiva about Malach? The answer is, Rashi and Rambam don't think that Bittul always works, they think that Bittul sometimes works. And for that chametz, for which Bittul works, the chametz which is inaccessible, and so on and so forth. So then, Bittul is a way of Sayyid Ka'afra actually is a fulfillment of the mitzvah Tashbisa. Okay, but there are plenty of chametz that requires physical destruction. How about the second kasha? We do the second kasha. So this is where Shua was starting to raise something interesting. Tashbisu, achilek, it has to be b'shei shozol maila. B'shei shozol maila. Bittul Gemara and Daf Avon Beis says, Bittul doesn't work. It's already asked about enough. So Shua is saying, well, 1 second. Where did Tosfos' assumption come from? Tosfos is assuming that if you want to fulfill Tashbisu, it has to be after, in the second half of the day. So maybe instead of calling you Yeshua, today we should call you Yosef. Yosef Feigen, because you're a mechavinter of Yosef Babad, otherwise known as the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch makes your point. Minchas Chinuch develops the idea. The Minchas Chinuch develops the idea that, and the truth is, Tosfos says it later as well. We already began to see this, that the Tosfos thinks that Tashbisu means doing the destruction once the chametz is already aser. And that's fine. You're mashe amanas levayer, and that's okay. They think that tashbisu means destroy the chametz during the zman aser. To stop, that's what Tosfos says in Dimasul Uksiv. The Ri says, tashbisu is havar, velotiva kasal asar for al achri yisuro. Tosaf the opinion that comes up later in the Masechta also, that you really, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to burn the chametz once it's aser, as opposed to Rashi, who believe they're supposed to burn the chametz. If you leave the chametz around once it's aser, it's going to be a problem. So what the Minchas Chinuch begins to develop, if you have the Minchas Chinuch in front of you, there's some copies floating around, there are more copies here if you want. You can take a look now, you can take a look later. So on he says this sharply at the beginning of the second column of Nun Ches. He says, Rashi appears to hold that you could do the Tashbisu before Chatzos. Tosas holds, no, you do the Tashbisu after Chatzos. That's what Tosas, 2 points. Tosas at the bottom of Dalam Beis the Uksiv was convinced that you're allowed to destroy it after Chatzos. Either the fact you leave around for a few minutes, that's okay. As long as you're mash hay al manas levayer, you're leaving it around in order to destroy it. You're not planning to keep it. Tosas says, that's fine, that's mutter, mash hay manas levayer. And that's why Tosas said, if you were to say that Bittul is Tashbisu, you would come to the absurd conclusion that Bittul needs to take place after Chatzos. And the Gemara Davav says, you cannot do Bittul after Chatzos. How is Rashi going to respond? Rashi would say, says the Minchas Chinuch, no, I hold that Tashbisu means you do it beforehand. Ah, but 1 sec, what does that mean, do it beforehand? There's a Zman HaMitzvah. There's a Zman HaMitzvah. The Zman HaMitzvah, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Ach Chilek, the second half of the day, Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. How does Rashi imply you're doing the Tashbisu beforehand? You have to do it after. So one way of looking at it would be to say, well, let's take the Minchas Chinuch approach. Minchas Chinuch says, so how do you understand this? The pasuk seems to, the Gemara seems to pretty clearly understand we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu, a mitzvah of Tashbisu. We have the Zmana mitzvah of Tashbisu is the afternoon of Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, Mishay Shoso Maila. The Gemara is quite clear about that. Yet Rashi seems to think that you could do the Tashbisu before then. I don't understand. Can you blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah to be Yotzei shofar? Can you shake a lulav on Erev Sukkot to be Yotzei the mitzvah of the first day of Sukkot? No. The Zman on mitzvah, Zman. Can you eat matzah Erev Pesach afternoon in advance of Leil HaSeder? No. This is Zman on mitzvah. The Zman on mitzvah for matzah is Leil Tezvav. The Zman on mitzvah for lulav is Yom Tezvav. The Zman on mitzvah for shofar is Yom Aleph Tishrei. So that if the Zman HaMitzvah for Tashbisu is Mishay Shalos Ulamayla, the afternoon of Yudal, after Chatzos, how does Rashi seem to imply that's happening before him? So the Minchas Chinuch says, I'll tell you how. Minchas Chinuch says, here we come to a core question. He says, let me ask you the following question. We were talking before about how different families do a Pesach. And I think I may have shared with some of you a Ramah in Hilchos Pesach that often draws either a surprise or a chuckle. They back 500 years ago in Poland, Jews had much simpler homes than we have nowadays. What we consider simplicity would have been considered the height of opulence. The Ramah says, you know, it's a good idea. The Minhag told that you should know Arab the afternoon of Yud Gimel before Bedikas Chametz. You should sweep the house a little bit, so that way it will make the Bedikas Chametz go more efficiently. That was the extent of Pesach cleaning. We'll sweep the house the afternoon before. Now again, if you have a house with just one or two or three rooms, and you have very little furniture, there aren't many places for Chametz to hide, so what are you doing, what's there to clean already? They kosher, they spend days, if not weeks, koshering everything, because they couldn't necessarily afford to have what type of luxury is that? You have Pesach, a Pesach set of dishes. 2 Pesach set of dishes? Whoever heard of such a thing? They spend time kashering for Pesach. But cleaning was very minimal. So different strokes for different folks. Let's imagine you have a house that is mamish. You come to that Yom Yudal, there's no chametz left. Zero. We turned over for Pesach a week ago. There's no chametz left in the house. So now you say, one second. Kedikas chametz. Be your chametz. I have a mitzvah of tashbisu. I have no chametz left. I have no chametz left. So how does that work? So am I supposed to go buy chametz? Look, if I come to, and this is where we come to the different models, right? If I come to Sukkot morning and have a lulav and esrog, you say, well, you should have gone. You're supposed to go get a lulav and esrog in advance. Right? Even the mitzvah of tzitzis, the way the Rambam describes the end of hilchot tzitzis, the right thing to do is to seek out an opportunity. If you want to be in the kind of mitzvah, you're not in violation if you're not wearing a beged, if you're not wearing any four-corner garment, but the right thing to do is to seek out the opportunity to be kind of mitzvah. How do you seek out the opportunity to be kind of mitzvah? You make sure you're wearing a four-corner garment, and it is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And you saw that the Rambam, in the beginning of the last parak of Hilchos Brachos, parak Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, is where he discusses Birkas HaMitzvah. So the Rambam there says, there are some mitzvahs which are an absolute chiv. If I'm a Jewish man, I'm a chiv to hear blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning. I'm a chiv to eat in Sukkah. I'm a chiv to shake lulav. I'm a chiv to eat matzah. That's an absolute chiv. And then the Rambam says, look, there are other chiyuvim, other mitzvahs, which he calls the mitzvahs harishos. I'm not mechayiv to live in a house. I can live in a tent. I can live in an RV. I can live on a boat. I won't be mechayiv in mezuzah. If I never hire a worker, I never have the mitzvah of biyomo tita ischaro, pay my worker on time. But if I choose to live in a house that's properly built, if I choose to hire a worker, then I do have the mitzvah of mezuzah. I do have the mitzvah of yom tita ischaro. It's a mitzvah harishus, Rama says. Here, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Beis Hilchos Brachos. He says, Yesh mitzvah, say there's some mitzvahs that person has to mishtadel v'lir dovat she'asosa. I have to pursue it. I have to make sure I have a tefillin. I have to make sure I have a sukkah. Those are called chova. Adam chayv al kol panim lasos. I'm, no matter what, I am absolutely obligated to keep them. But then you have a mitzvah which is dom el rishos. A mitzvah sarishos. Where, doesn't mean it's optional. It's contingent. If I live in a bias, it's not an option. I'm a chuyiv to put up a mezuzah. If I hire a worker, it's not optional. I'm a chuyiv to pay him on time. But it's contingent. It depends on a tanai. If I hire a worker, I have this mitzvah. If I live in a house, I have this mitzvah. Right? Rambam says, Rambam there says, look, either type of mitzvah has a birkas ha-mitzvah. And tzitzis falls, it may be a mitzvah sarashos, maybe a little more than mitzvah sarashos. But, so that's a distinction. Tefillin versus mezuzah. Sukkah versus biyomo titen scharo. Chova versus mitzvah shos. But think about those two versus the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. I don't mean kiddush. The Rambam counts, when he has five mitzvahs in Hilchos Shabbos, the first one is lishvos bashvi, and the second one is shalom lasos b'malacha. A mitzvah saseh of Shabboson or of Tishbos, whichever the pasuk is, to be shoveis and lo sasa ka malacha, not to do malacha. And the Rambam says shvisa b'shvi mitzvah essay and mitzvah lo saseh. There you go. Biyom Hashvi Tishbos. Is that if you do malacha, you violate a law and you also violate an essay. What's a mitzvah essay? To not do malacha. To not do malacha. And the Rambam goes on to say in Per Chaf Aleph that even keeping the Drabanans is part of the mitzvah asay of Shabbos. To make it a Shabbos dikadeh. The Mishnah points you to a Ramban and Amar. To make the mitzvah asay is to make it a Shabbos dikadeh. To keep now the letter of the law, but even the spirit of the law. Okay. Wow. Is there something you're supposed to do for the mitzvah asay of Tishbos? No, it's totally passive. It's not doing malacha is a mitzvah asay. So Minchas Chinuch wants to know, tashbisu, even the word you were talking about before, is pregnant with meaning. Tashbisu is which type of mitzvah? It's I'm supposed to do something? Is it like sukkah, or at least like mezuzah? at least under certain circumstances, there's a mitzvah of destroying chametz, and maybe I should go ahead and get chametz so I can do the mitzvah of tashbisu? Or am I as good a Jew if I just have no chametz? Is it a mitzvah to destroy, or is it just a mitzvah to, the chametz should be mushbas, to be chametz free? If you have chametz, you have to destroy it to be chametz free. Right, this is, as you were saying before, the shayla, is it a chovas pu'ula or chovas totzah? Is it mitzvah to do a maisa hashbasa, or just a mitzvah to be mushbas, to be chametzless? In other words, do I gain anything by buying chametz and destroying it? Now I got my mitzvah? Or no? The mitzvah is to be chametz free. Either you're already chametz free, so great. Or if you're not chametz free, so then destroy your chametz. Do I gain anything by buying chametz and destroying it? Or that's pointless. Either way, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. Oh. So he lines up a bunch of nafkaminas. He has one nafkamina after another. In addition to is there a point in getting chametz or to destroy it? Or I'm already fine without it? He talks about one other nafkamina, then we'll come back to Rashi and Tosfos. I see that we're over time. I apologize. Is it the Gemara has this kanas? If I steal someone's mitzvah, I have, there's a kanas of asara zehuvim, 10 golden coins. Quite a kanas. That's a lot of money. So he wants to know if I go into your house and I burned your, you wanted to burn your own chametz and I burned your chametz for you, so would you say, look, I stole your mitzvah? Offhand, yeah. Oh yeah, I was the dubi your chametz. Who? How dare you? But that depends, though. If it's a mitzvah's maisa, so then yeah, you did. I did the maisa beer. You were supposed to. I stole your mitzvah. But if it's a chovas totzah, it doesn't matter who burns it. You get the mitzvah either way. I just saved you time, but still your mitzvah. If it's just a chovas matzav, a chovas totzah, a chovas chalos, however you want to refer to it, is it din chetzu din gavra? The chiv is gavra to do a gavra to do a maisa hashbasa, or. Is a chayv a din cheftza that the chametz has to be mushbas? However, it happened, whether you did something or not, are you chotev mitzvah or not? Is there value, need, or even value in buying chametz to destroy, or it's all the same thing? You're mekayim anyways by being chametz free. And finally, that's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos, because Tosfos seems to hold, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's a chovas maisa. So whatever tashbisu means, you can't do it early. What's the point of doing it early? Then you did nothing. You missed your chance to do the mitzvah. Gevalt, you just eliminate all your chametz 5 minutes before you should have. Now you have to go get new chametz. According to Rashi, he says, why is Rashi comfortable with saying that the tashbisu happened early? He says, because Rashi thinks the chovas totzah. So you don't have to do it now. Just make sure the chametz is gone. Whether that means through Hashbasa believe through Ka'afra, or that means physical destruction, but Rashi thinks there's no great yichus to doing it lachar zman yisuro, because it's lachar zman yisuro is when it's supposed to be mushbas. The maisa is just a heichatimsa. The maisa is a heksher. The mitzvah is being chametz free. So that's what's driving this double machlokas Rashi Tosfos, both in Dimasu Midaraisa and Dimasu Ksiv. That's what ends up driving Cheshbin. Could it be that Tashbisu includes Bittul? But Tosfos assumed that Tashbisu has to happen after Chatzos. Bittul can't happen after Chatzos. Yeah, but Rashi tells us later in the Amud that you could do your Maisa Tashbisu. As a matter of fact, Rashi thinks you should do your Maisa Tashbisu earlier. Because the moment the clock strikes 12, the moment the halacha clock strikes Chatzos, you should already be mushbas. So Adarava, don't wait, like Tosfos, oh, Mashem and Aslabar, because they need to do the Maisa later. No! Take care, the Maisim are all Hechsher. Take care of that earlier, so the moment the clock strikes Chasot, you are ready from the very first moment, Mushbas V'Omid. So this is the Minchas Chinuch's take on Tashbisu in general, and Rashi and Tosfos in particular.